Guess who's possessed?
We're back.
Hey, what's going on, world? I want to say welcome back to Detalk TV. Yo, I know we've been on a hiatus for about like 4.5-5 months during this pandemic. You know, we're trying to, just like everybody is trying to survive, right? So I want to first off say once again, welcome back. Thank you guys for the ones who have been supporting us. It's been kind of great because I went back to look at some of the messages and people subscribing, things of that sort. Even we haven't put out content in almost 4.5 months. I think it's 4.5 or 5. I can't remember. People have still been watching older videos and supporting, and it's been a great thing. So I want to say thank you so much for that. So just real quick reminder, please check us out on anchor.com/DetalkTV. If you want to email us, you can always contact us at DetalkTV2019@gmail.com. The platform. So if you guys love what you're hearing, you want to be a part of the Detalk TV family, we have subscription packages, right? Starting off as 99 cents, you can give us a dollar, right? We have $4.99, and the premium package is $9.99. please go out, support, and donate us, right? Donate to us. If anybody wants to comment, leave a message, whatever the case may be, about something that you hear on Detalk TV, the actual message for the day or the subject, you can always do that. Detalk TV, leave us a message, man. I know that everybody ain't going to read what I'm talking about. It is what it is. Hey, I love that type of communication. I love to have dialogue. So if you want to talk to your boy, hit me up, Diego Brown, Detalk TV. That's where it's at. Now, for those of you guys who have different platforms where you listen to podcasts on, right? So anchor.com, of course, is that's where we are. But we are also on YouTube. You can check us out. The podcast will be there as well. We got Breaker, Google Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, CastBox, all of it. So please check us out there. Also, for Detalk TV is part of the conglomerate of the Brown Collective. You see it back here, right? We have the t-shirt joint. Please check us out. We have 2020 t-shirts, 2021. We got some fun stuff out there. We do custom designs, screen printing. It doesn't matter. Hit us up. We got you. We're going to take care of you, right? So that is the Brown Collective, www.thebrowncollective.com. Hit us up. We are out there too. All right. So, and did all the introduction stuff. And so today, I want to talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart, because really, let me tell you what it is, man. I'm just going to be all the way honest with you, man. I am going to get very transparent. And my thing is that I want to just, I believe my life purpose is to help as many people as possible, right? So I am going to talk about something that's really, you're going to make it vulnerable, because something that I've learned in these past couple of years, and I've seen this happening all over the world. So during the pandemic, people in relationships, marriages, I don't know if you guys have seen this online, like the divorce rate has jumped up like 30%+. Like the divorce rate was like in the mid 40%. Now it's like in 65, 70. People have been getting divorced, relationships ending. And of course, the pandemic kind of put a spotlight on some of those things that we hadn't been working on, man. It kind of shined a light on it, on them dirty clothes, that dirty laundry that you haven't been taking care of. So it's a spotlight on it. So the name of this show is called I Did? Right? And like I said, I'm going to get vulnerable and talk about, hey, my marriage, you know, the things that we've been through. And I want to first off come off and say that this is no indictment on my partner, on my wife, no indictment on myself, but I'm just going to talk about some of the things that we've really been through, where we are right now and what we're trying to overcome and conquer in hopes that it will help somebody else. Because as people who know, who's probably been married a whole lot longer than I have, people who have gotten married and got divorced, marriage ain't for the weak, man. That's what it really, really is. Really, any sort of relationship where you have a long-standing relationship ain't for the weak, because people change. You have to adjust to change, things of that sort. So that's really where we are, right? So I'm going to start focusing on a couple of issues where we have struggled at and we're overcoming, and some stuff we haven't overcome, some stuff we still at the beginning stages of, but that's life, right? So when you end up saying, I do, and I do becomes I did, then you're starting to do work. You were supposed to do the work way before, right? That's marriage counseling, dating, learning each other's issues, traumas, figuring out if you can actually do this thing called life together as guys being life partners. That's what you want to figure out first, but you know, sometimes you can't figure everything out at the beginning. So I'm just going to talk about that with you guys. So four major things came up in my marriage, and this is from my perspective. As I stated, it's no indictment. It's from my perspective and what we went through and what I had to learn. So we got communication, which is always a big thing. Selflessness, time, and reciprocity, right? Those are the four categories where I noticed that we struggled the most, right? So I'm going to start with communication, right? So it's always been said that communication is one of the major pillars in any relationship, right? In a marriage, right? And I want to start off by saying that to me is wrong. I think it's wrong. Communication is not one of the major pillars. I believe that it is the process of understanding and breaking down and absorbing what's being communicated to you, being able to process what's being communicated to you, and then understanding how the other person communicates, right? Which is all kind of part of communication. I think when I say I disagree with the vagueness of it. Like, as long as you're communicating, you can get past anything. Nah, because if you just say just communicating, you can be talking to somebody and you can be talking to a brick wall. It's feel like the same thing. It's like if you're over talking over somebody's head, and then the other person doesn't even receive what you're saying, then communication ain't what it is, right? It's being able to process what's being communicated and understanding how to communicate to the other person. So, and I will give you guys an example, because this is things that we have struggled with. Myself, there's times that not even knowing, and my wife has brought this up to me multiple times, where she can, or the daughter can say something to me and I will repeat everything that has been said to me, right? Everything. Because I am listening, but I'm not active listening, right? That is one major thing that I definitely had to work on, where I'm hearing things, but my mind is somewhere else and I'm not engaged. So that's one of the major things that I've really had to look at myself and end up working on. But I'm going to break down to the issues that we've had. So my wife, she eternalizes, right? Compartmentalizes. I'm more vocal. I'm one of those type of people. If something's on my mind, if I'm angry, whatever it is, there's no part of me that wants to be quiet. No passive aggressiveness, none of that. You gonna understand and hear what I got to say immediately. You dig? So I'm coming full force, and I'm gonna make sure you understand. It's not my intent to be angry, but I'm gonna let you know how I feel. Good, bad, and indifferent. That's where I'm at. My wife, on the other hand, she is not that at all. So if she's upset, she's gonna say something, but for the most part, she's gonna listen. Compartmentalize, bring it up at a different time, or she just gonna sit on it, or she may be like, man, this ain't worth my time, I ain't finna even discuss it. I'm more proactive, she's more reactive. That becomes an issue when we end up trying to to conquer certain things, right? And that's one of those major things that we had to understand that. And even myself, when I begin to communicate, sometimes if I feel like I'm not being heard, I can get a condescending attitude. And then once again, that causes friction from the other partner because the other side, because she's like, okay, well, cool. Well, I see you being condescending or you making me feel some sort of way. And then that energy is reciprocated. And then we got something really, really, really bad. So. And I will give you guys an example of one of the communication issues that we actually ran into. So this is one of my pet peeves. And I'm trying to get you to understand how to describe it. What I meant by understanding how your partner processes information. So let's just say I may say something like, hey, we're late all the time. We need to work on being on time. Right. Or I might say, hey, man, you was late, you know, whatever. Whoop de whoop. The response from my partner might be, well, where were you and what did you do and what's going on with that? Like, look at yourself. And to me, like I said, this is my perspective. I don't think that's a cool response, because this is what I end up finding out is that when a person responds like that, the issue never gets corrected. Right. It never gets corrected, because it's just like I give you an example. If a crackhead was to walk up to me, yo, Diego, B, don't do crack. I'm going to be like, well, nigga, look at you. Why are you going to tell me not to do crack? You need to follow your own directions. No, it's not so much as that. It's that good information or good advice can come from anywhere. Just because I may not be doing it at that particular time, that means that the information is not wrong, is it? So a lot of times what ends up happening is that because someone else is throwing back that information back to you, well, look at yourself and, you know, correct me or whatever, then the situation never gets corrected. And what will end up happening is a lot of times I say stuff like that that will end up coming back to me. But I've already noticed that this is a pattern in our lives, in our household, that we need to particularly fix. And that was hard trying to get those points across when you're trying to be ahead of a family and then you have your spouse throwing those things back at you. But this is what I had to do, is that I learned how and why somebody may end up responding to it. When I say somebody, my wife, why she may end up being responding that way. Now, and this is when I say learning how people communicate. Okay. Now, I noticed, and I kept asking myself, man, like, why is this happening? Like, I can't even say nothing without somebody telling me to look at myself. And I know I'm actively working on it, and I'm trying to put forth an effort. But then I understand that how I was approaching her, the way she processes things a lot of times is that she felt attacked. Like, you know, if I'm telling you this and I'm coming to you that this way, I'm trying to correct you. And it's not in a way of love or correction or whatever, or letting you know that it needs to be by an example. So what it was end up doing is that she takes things, a lot of that, and that comes from, you know, past lives, how she was raised, trauma, whatever the case may be, which is pretty much all of those. She doesn't like feeling attacked, right? So in essence, what you got to do is that if I notice that we having a problem, like being late or whatever the case may be, what I'm going to do, instead of saying, you know what, this is something that we need to be corrected, I might say that, but if I know that it is, the next time we need to get ready to go somewhere, I'm going to start an hour and a half early. And then when the household looking like, where are you going? Oh, you know, we have this thing tonight we need to be at, or we supposed to be here at this particular time. And then at that particular time, I may say, look, I noticed that we have been late. We need to correct this behavior. That's why I'm starting with this now. So if I'm starting extra early, y'all know, come on, let's get in the habit of doing this better. And so having to lead by example, starting first before I even say anything. That way people don't feel attacked, right? So that's what I'm talking about, learning about communication with your spouse and how that ends up working. Now, I'm just going to jump to something, to the couple of other points that, you know, I was end up learning about. And that's just a brief overview of communication, some of the stuff that we end up having to work on. But the second part of that is that, and all this is going to be a kind of conglomerate, the communication with the selflessness, the time, and the reciprocity, right? The communication of love, man. Listen, love, love, love. So many times in our relationships, we do not take the time to understand how one communicates, how they process communication, and their actual love language. That is the huge part of communication in a love relationship, right? And for those of y'all, most of y'all should know what the five love languages, you know, the gifts, the touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service. Understand that that's what it is, right? This is basically how people communicate in their particular love language, right? So for myself, I'm a Pisces, that touchy feely romantic, that particular sort of thing. My wife is more of the acts of service. She wants you to engage with her when she's involved in things, i.e. for her, it's all about cleaning all the time. Neat freak, want things to be clean, spotless, disinfectant, especially during COVID. Ain't nobody trying to catch that Rona no more. You dig? Me on the other side, I can really care less. Not nasty, I'm just junkie. Like, if I'm coming in for work, I'm going to put my shoes wherever they at. You dig? But understanding how we need to engage with each other in that particular moment. So, I give an example. I am the particular type of guy. I need the love, the affection, the touching, this and then the third. My wife on the other side, she is, like I said, the actual acts of service. So a lot of times what I had to understand to even get that from her is that I needed to do what was needed to do for me at home. Meaning that, like I said, I don't like putting my shoes up when I'm tired. Like, I have the Air Maxes laying around everywhere because I get out, leaving where it is, keep it moving, right? Because I'm always super busy. But I know I need to make sure that I put that stuff up. When I wash dishes now, I want to make sure, even if I'm cooking, what I'm going to end up doing is moving that stuff to the side, make sure I can wash my dishes or loose paper plates or do something else. Doing laundry, make sure I do my part to help. That way that she understands that I'm actively trying to help her in a particular love language. Just using that as an example. But me on the other side is that affection, things of that sort. So when I have issues with that, and that's, like I said, something that we end up struggling with, then I have to end up asking myself why. Like, why am I not getting this, right? And so this is going to merge these last three points. And I want to tell everybody that is in these marriages and relationships, man, these last three is one major pillar in itself. And I'm coming going from my perspective and what we end up going through once again, right? So time goes into that reciprocity and that speaking to each other in that particular space, right? So this is what I'm saying. So many times in our relationship, on people's relationships, and my wife, like I said, it's no indictment on her, but she likes to say, hey, mom, if I don't feel like it, I don't feel like it. I don't agree with that. I need people to really, really understand this, man. In a marriage, if you do not understand that in marriage is complete selflessness, do not do it. For those of you guys who may be listening to this or about to get married or thinking about it, if you do not understand marriage is about being completely selfless, do not do it. There is no such thing as that I do not feel like it at all. I do not agree with it. I don't like it. But you got to understand what I mean when I say that. Okay? So, time. At the beginning of any relationship, right, you got to spend time with each other. Y'all dated. Y'all went places. Y'all held hands. Y'all engaged in it with each other. It was just time, right? Now, what happens is that we get involved so deep in life, in work, in kids, in paying bills, and, you know, all this extra stuff. But it's that particular time that you did not take to spend with your spouse as if you were still dating. Because marriage is just one long continuous date. That's all it is. Right. So you didn't take the time to do the things that you're doing at the beginning of your relationship. And then you 3, 10, 50, 30, whatever, how many years in, and you're not doing that. That means that you're not taking the particular time. And the reason why that is an issue, especially, like I said, this is my perspective, is that when you go to work, do you tell your boss, I don't feel like it? Do you tell your boss, I don't feel like the people that are paying you to be there and to run up these stairs and whoever, however you work, man, look, I'm tired. I don't feel like it. Nah, it ain't none of that. It is none of that because, hey, you don't feel like it? Okay, cool. Get a reprimand, a point or whatever, however your job works. You keep telling you don't feel like it. You're going to calling in all the time. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. You're going to get fired. You ain't finna have no job unless you're an entrepreneur. Even if you're an entrepreneur and you out there searching for your customers and you tell them, I don't feel like it, you ain't finna make no bread. So you mean to tell me that you can do something for somebody else even though they're paying you a salary or whatever your hourly wage, and you can't come home and do the same thing? This, your marriage and your relationship is paying you. You guys are building together. It's paying you to do what you're supposed to do. Means that if you're not taking the time to continue to build and cultivate it, it ain't gonna last. It just ain't what it is. It ain't gonna last. And so I say that part to go into what I mean is that the reciprocity, right? And I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it leads into the reciprocity. And I'm gonna give you an example of what I mean. So I thought about this a little while ago. So imagine, man gets home from work, right? Whoop de whoop. He gets home from work and he come home, he chilling, probably go hoop, play basketball, hit the gym or something, trying to get his pectorals in the thing. So he comes home, he's here before his wife is, right? Come home, sitting watching TV. And his wife has worked a 12-hour shift. Let's just say she's a nurse and she's at, you know, hospital. What's a 12-hour shift? Come home and she's dog tired. I'm talking about out of there tired, right? She comes in, she embraces her husband. Hey, baby. Whoop. They hug each other and she just says, she sits on the couch next to him and says, man, I just had a hell of a day. I'm beat. He's like, okay, hey, baby, I understand. That's what it is. That's where we at. Sit on the couch for a few minutes, shoot the breeze. And he's like, you know, okay, so what we gonna eat for dinner? Right, because I'm hungry. Instantly, without even hesitation, once again, she just gave 12 hours to these people and probably drove another 45 minutes to an hour. So 13 hours of her life is to somebody else, not in her household. But instantly, she responds and says, well, baby, I took out some chicken early before I left for work. So allow me to go upstairs and I'm going to change clothes and I'm going to get to cooking for you. You know what I mean? I'm going to cook. All right. He said, okay, cool, baby. I can do that. So she gets up, walks up the stairs. Now, he also notices while she's walking up the stairs, her feet are hurting, like she's like moving extra slow. Old buddy sits on the couch a little bit more. It's like, you know, let me go upstairs and check on my spouse. I'm gonna check on my wife. She's in there changing. He sits on the bed and starts rubbing her feet, right? And like I said, look, y'all got to follow me on this description because this is just what it is, right? Trying to explain something to you about this reciprocity thing and this I don't feel like it thing, right? Rubs her feet and tells her, like, hey, man, you know what? I see you struggling. I see you tired. I see the type of day that you had. So what I'm going to do is that, how about this? I'm going to give you some options. You let me know what you want to do. I can either come down there and help you cook, or I can go cook, Or how about, you know, even something better. Let me go get you some dinner. Like, you know, you tell me whatever you want. I'm going to come take care of you because I see that you are tired. Now, mind you, let's go back again before I get to the end of this story, right? She said immediately, without hesitation, baby, you hungry? I took food out. I'm a cook. Right? Once again, she just gave time to these people out here. They ain't got nothing to do in the household. Came home tired. She's going to take care of her husband, take care of her family, right? The husband understands now, as he's paying attention to his wife, that, you know what, she may not be in the best condition for this. Let me go take care of her. And so when you, and I'm going to pause right there, because what you have is that two people engaged in complete selflessness, right? You got one person who is giving herself to a husband. The husband is paying attention to his wife. And now they're having this conversation about taking care of each other. So now the wife says, babe, you know, I appreciate it. I don't feel like cooking, man. I'm so tired. You know, I want some seafood. I want steak and seafood. Surf and turf, you dig? So she knows what she wants. And he just popped in the head. Oh, my God. I already know she finna ask, man. You know what? She want that Papa seafood, man. That's places like 45 minutes away from here. Okay. Baby, I do. I want seafood. Okay, well, baby, that's fine. 45 minutes. Okay, cool. Fine. Uber Eats is going to be about $100. You know, I'm going to go get it for you. 45 minutes. So that's what? That's a buck and a half. That's an hour and a half. Right? He don't feel like it. He don't feel like it. He didn't work, once again, he ain't that tired like the wife, but he don't feel like it either. But at that particular time, gets up, order his wife's food. Well, actually, order, go get it. Call on the way there. Order the food. Go pick it up. Not even 45 minutes, because it was 45 minutes. Traffic's died down. It may be an hour round trip. Come back home. Takes care of the wife. Now, in that particular time, so that's just the end of the story right there. But once again, I'm explaining to you how selflessness interacts with the reciprocity, and how I don't feel like it when two people understand that it's complete selflessness, that nobody goes lacking. At that particular juncture in this particular story, you see that nobody went lacking. Nobody. Because both parties were completely selfless. Right? And that's kind of the thing that I want to drive home, because once again, that's one of the things that we had to end up working on, and we're still working on in our particular marriages, like trying to balance and give each other the exact amount of energy, you know, that we end up giving out or receiving. You know, we're trying to balance that. And then, you know, even myself, I have to understand too, and it's something I got to work on myself, is that everybody is not going to do how I do it, because I'm just naturally overly giving. Like, and my wife gets on me a lot of times because I would end up overextending myself to the point where it'll actually end up breaking me. I'm tired. I'm overdoing it. I'm giving so much, or even till I get sick, man, you know, like, and that's a whole nother story, because it could be because it's my natural nature, or that can be because of my ego, or that can be because of something else. That's going to be in the next podcast. Y'all got to give me, hit that up. It's called Funk the Fat, but we're going to talk about that later. It's a culmination of all of that, right? How I end up giving. And so, once again, that's just a quick description of how that those things should all merge together. Right. And I want to say this too, and I'm put this in that little piece as well, is that, ladies and gentlemen, fellas, I'm gonna talk to y'all first. Right. When I say understanding the woman's love language, understanding what she needs, you want to gift her. Right. Now you buying her gifts, all this particular stuff, and you keeping the flying red bottoms, and you got Birkin bags and purses. I can't afford no Birkin, but not yet. But I don't think my wife, she ain't gonna want no Birkin. Like, she ain't about to spend all that bread when she can end up buying something that's going, that's not going to depreciate and can be passed down or whatever. Anyway, but you're buying bags, you're doing this, and you're taking trips and whatever with the Whoop, and the woman wants time. She wants quality time. Like, she wants you. She don't want any of that. Fellas, please make sure you understand how to love on your women, right? Please understand how to love on your women. Too many times and too many of us, we want to give people, we want to give these women what we want them to have. And that's not what this is about. You got to love people where they are. You understand me? If she wants quality time and you know you can't give her that time, well, you need to move yourself from the equation, or either adjust yourself and give her that time, right? You have to do those things. And make sure that you continue to cultivate and build them up. It's too many times, especially right now, and this has become a whole nother thing in the world, right? You got men diminishing our women, especially our black women. You understand? Like, tearing them down, not building them up, not giving them the tools so they can be apart from you and still be with you. What I mean about that is that I never, ever have wanted a woman that I had to completely take care of. I'm capable, but I want to build her, even if she's not at that, if she has all the tools and I have the assets, how about I help her create something so she can be her own entity? I am not that so much egotistical and self-conscious why I can't have my woman be her own entity, right? She a boss. She a queen. Let her be that. Stop letting your ego overtake these women, man, and build them up. You understand? That's really what it's supposed to be. And ladies, listen to this. All right? I know y'all talking about men and dogs, whoop de whoop, all that. A lot of us are bark barks, you know, Dobermans, you did. But ladies, if you got a good man at home, the man takes care of home, takes care of you, it's not in infidelity, you know, it's helping you build something, has actually been an asset to your life. Everything that, like I said, you did at the beginning, make sure you continue to do those things, right? If you was in negligees and pee-popping on the handstand and twerking and singing a WAP song and, you know, at the beginning of the relationship, 3, 10, 11, 12, 25 years in, unless you're sick or you got some sort of medical condition, you need to continue to do that. You understand, men are, we are visual creatures. Our testosterone, the way that we are built, we need those particular things. Continue to do that. You can't stop. If you got to work a little bit harder, you got to put on something, whatever you got to do, continue to put those things in. I heard a therapist tell us one time is that, listen, men are really simple. If you don't stroke his ego, you don't give him no nookie, and you don't help this man, and you a hindrance on this man, he ain't going to be there that long. It's just that simple, right? So I'm letting y'all know this is what needs to happen. You dig? So, and I'm going to close out by saying this, man. Listen, like I said, marriage ain't for the weak, right? These are just some things that my spouse and I, we've gone through. We're working through. And like I said, this ain't no indictment on either one of us. This is just real stuff. This is real life. And I'm not going to say that marriage is horrible, because let me tell you, I ain't going to lie to you. I never got married to get divorced. And I like being monogamous. I really do. I really, really do. For me, myself, I like coming home and building a family. I like not having the stress. I like not having to deal with multiple women and trying to figure out how I'm going to spend time and how I'm going to spend money and how I'm going to do this. I like not disappearing, man. Look, I'm cool with that. It's enough stress in the world. I don't even want to do all that stuff, man. I like being in the space of marriage. I really do. And what we have to work on, my wife and I, what everybody should continue to work on, this is just things that I'm giving you guys, what I notice, where we are having to put these particular things together. And we're working through it, working through it. There's good days, there's bad days, there's horrible days, And there is stupendous days. There's overly blessed days. That's all of that. And this is a journey, right? We are in a journey together. So with that being said, I hope I've said something today that has really, really helped you guys, because I'm helping myself as I'm talking about it, right? I hope y'all understand that I'm helping myself as I'm trying to help you guys. And like I said, if you don't agree or you got any comments or anything that I've said and talked about, you can hit your boy up at DTalkTV2019@gmail.com, or you can go to anchor.com/DTalkTV. And this is going to be a multiple segment. This is just the beginning, right? This is our list. This is just the beginning. I'm going to end up breaking these things down. This is just surface level right as of right now, because we're going to get into traumas later, how traumas help people or will have somebody respond to certain things. The traumas that I've ended up dealing with, I'm going to talk about one on the next podcast. Like I said, it's called Funk the Fat. That's a whole nother different type of trauma, and how you end up projecting that energy on other people, man. It's really, really, really get real. So please holler at us once again, man. Anchor.com/DTalkTV. The subscriptions, we're going to be on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify. Hit us up, man, once again, man. The name of this episode is called I Did. I did, I do, I'm learning, we learning. We going to get better, we getting better, we get stronger, we get weaker. But through the grace of God, I really do believe in God, man. We believe in God. God is at the center of our lives. We are going to make it. We got to make it. We got to make it. We got to make it. And if we don't make it, that's because God didn't want us to have it. But that's not what I'm here for. And I can say that I can probably speak on behalf of my wife. She feels the same way. She wants to be the greatest couple that we can be. Build a dynasty. Build together. Build some generational wealth. And continue to make sure that we help people and love each other and love on everybody around us. So once again, like I said, this is just the beginning. This is episode one of about probably a 5 or 6 part series, because I'm going to get deep into this. I ain't going to give you all our business, but I'm going to give y'all some stuff. Once again, we had to break and grow through, and we're going to keep growing it over the years. We make it to 20, 30, 50 years, and I'm old and I ain't got no teeth no more. I'm going to still be telling y'all, man, how we made it over. You dig? Once again, it's your boy, Diego Brown. DTalk TV podcast, The Brown Collective. You dig? There it is. Hit us. Later.